Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious, idiot.
Oh my god, hello my roller coaster riders! Feel so good to say that! Oh, it's been a hot minute, but guys, welcome to season two! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Thank you so much for tuning into the second, yes, second season of Roller Coasting. Can you bloody believe it? I, your host, Megano, I'm back, I'm better than ever, and I just want to start by saying I'm really sorry for how long I took off. I really did not mean that, but guys, I've been a busy gal, and I also done my usual pish where I get stuck in my head, and I'm like, does anyone even enjoy this? Should I even do a second season?
Shut it! Your mouth is moving a lot like a rat. Yappa. Shut it, please.
But not Shanice, Megano, being an absolute dafty. But do you know what? Over that weekend there, the platyjubes. I love calling it that. I actually don't really know much about the royal family, whatever. Not really into it, not really been my thing. But you know what? I'll absolutely take a bank holiday when I can. As if I go to work. Anyway, right.
Shut it.
Talking shit again. But I actually was very, very lucky to meet a lot of you, my riders, over the bank holiday weekend. And so many, like, I'm literally not even making this up, but you can think what you want. So many of you were saying, like, where's roller coasting? Like, why is it not back yet? And yous have just got me out of that silly slump. And I am so, so genuinely happy to be back for season two. I'm so excited. It's gonna be crazy, baby. This is what I love doing. Like, I'm absolutely passionate about this wee podcast. This podcast, Roller Coasting, has honestly made me feel, don't know if this sounds weird, but it's honestly made me feel like connected to you lot in a way that I genuinely never, ever could have imagined. So guys, in season two, you can expect lots of highs, along with some lows and a lot more of the in-between. You guys are my absolute besties now. You proved that to me in season one, and I am ready to overshare to the max. Get ready for weekly catch-ups and deep chats with your bestie. It's season two, baby, Calabunga! So for the first episode of season two, I thought I definitely owed you an explanation of why I took a month off. That is downright redonkulous. I was thinking 2 weeks, not double that. So anyway, it's time for a big old catch up with your gal. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. So as I said, guys, we've got a full month, a full calendar month to catch up on. I haven't spoke to you like at all in May. That is absolutely criminal. But May was actually a pretty mental month, and definitely up there with my best ever in a lot of ways. To be honest, do you know what? I'm going to come out and say it. It was probably the best month of my life so far. That's quite the statement. So we'll do our wee catch up in chronological order. You know me, I absolutely love structure. So first up, on the 4th of May the 4th be with you, we had Calzo's birthday, which was dead nice. It was really, really chilled, really, really relaxed. He's actually away training for his new job. It's like something like 9 to 12 weeks. I thought he was in London, but I found out today he's not in London because I got like invited. How fun is this? I got invited to like the first screening of the new Buzz Lightyear movie, which is like so at me and Calm Street. And it's in London and he's like stuck there this weekend. Like he can't come home. Normally he's allowed home on the weekends. But I was like, this is perfect timing. I'll come to London. We'll go see that together. And then today's like, yeah, so the thing is, I'm actually not in London. I was like, right. Well, that's slightly concerning because that's where you've told me you are for the past 4 weeks. But anywho, that was our kind of last like full day together or whatever. So we just chilled. We watched Selling Sunset. Selling Sunset, by the way, how amazeballs. Has anybody watched Christine Quinn on Call Her Daddy? Oh God, you know, it's got me questioning a lot of things about Selling Sunset, But you know what, guys? That's reality TV for you. Anyway, we watched Selling Sunset, chilled, blah, blah, blah. Then we went for a gorgeous dinner at Chateau X, which is in Finiston, if you're from G-Town. It was stunning. Like, see if you're into, like, steak. Yeah, if you're into steak, because they actually only have steak. If you're into steak and, like, all the nice sides, you need to go. Was it a free PR meal? Did I take Callum on his birthday to a free PR meal? Yes, I did. And I'm absolutely not ashamed. Then I had Molly's launch. So it was an afternoon tea for her. I saw it first, Hindu collection. Woohoo! Good queen. That was really nice. Funny to see like all the pictures because obviously I'm in some of the shots. Like all our bridesmaids are, which is like obviously the most wholesome thing ever. So that was really fun. I also went to see Anne-Marie. Ciao, adios. I'm done. Which was honestly one of my favourite nights out in so long. Because it was dead different. Like, concerts, oh my God, concerts are so good. Like, I just think, wow, like, you leave a concert feeling so happy. And then you get, like, concert blues. And you listen to the artist for, like, weeks on end. Is that just me or do we all collectively do that? But anyway, I went to Anne-Marie with my friend Ailey, Erin and Erin's mum. And it was so wholesome and so fun. We ended up blittered, like absolutely steamboats. I was like rolling down the hills. There's like wee mini kind of type hills outside the hydro. I'm doing like backwards rolls down them. Then we're running about with traffic cones in our head. Then we go back to Erin's house and we put on these mad blow-up sumo suits that Erin bought us. She bought us them ages ago. So we put them on, blew them up and just ran about our street. Dead odd. Have yous ever seen the reason we bought the sumo suits is because we bought these blow-up turkey suits. Like, it's the same kind of idea. We bought them like a couple of Christmases ago and it was during lockdown, but like the part of lockdown where you're allowed to see each other, but like nothing was open, like pubs and anything. So we were like, do you know what? This is pure boring as. So let's dress up as turkeys, go to town and just run about and have a laugh. That's what we've done. We ended up in like two newspapers and everything. The Evening Times, I'm sure it was. And then like some fancy one that posh people would buy. It was really nuts. If you've not watched the YouTube video of me and Erin doing that, I strongly advise you go and watch it. It's an absolute hoot, if I do say so myself. Then the next day, we get up quite spontaneously. Like, we always knew we wanted our belly buttons pierced, but I thought it was kind of one of those things we just said, but didn't actually action. But we're like, you know what? Today's the day. Went and got our belly button pierced. I'm obsessed with this. Like, this is categorically the best decision I've made my whole life. Like, I feel like this has just made me a whole brand new bougie bitch. I love it. It is so glamorous. And actually, believe it or not, you know me and my infected piercings. My ears are actually infected right now. Surprise, surprise. Some things never change, guys. But the belly button, weirdly fine. Touch heavy woods, but all is well. There's no crust, there's no pus, there's no blood, there's no smell. It's just downright gorgeous. Guys, I feel that I'm talking like 100 miles per hour. I've had a wee month off the podcast. You know, I'm forgetting that I need to
slow down.
Because us Glaswegians tend to talk really, really quick. And I feel like I got into a good pattern of slowing down a wee bit, so bear with me if I'm talking a wee bit too fast. I'll try to be more aware of it and try slow it down. But now we're moving on to more work related things, but also two of the most fun, enjoyable experiences I've ever had. Right, so I'll set the scene, right? So I'm sitting in Bombshell in Motherwell, getting my new extensions fitted, talking away to Lisa, blah, 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 blah. Then I check my phone. I see I've got a message from Amy, my manager. I go on my wee WhatsApp chat. That is where we discuss like all my work, blah, blah, blah. And I kid you not. I honestly, hand on heart, thought, I'm hallucinating. Or this message is not meant to be sent to me. The message is, JD or JD, whatever it is you live, however it is you pronounce it, want to take me, Meganna Welsh, to Ibiza for work.
What the fuck?
I even feel mad saying it, and I've lived it. So I was lucky enough, if you've followed me on Instagram, watched me on YouTube for a wee while now, I was lucky enough last year to be taken to Ibiza with my old management. But that was different, right? That was like my management taking me away, which again, huge achievement, like wow, amazing, amazing, amazing. But this was an actual job. And not to mention, it's with JD. Do you know the first thing that popped into my head when I was like reading the messages, telling everybody, spreading the news like wildfire? The first thing that popped into my head was these like really, really, really vivid memories, right? I went through this phase when I must have been 17 at the time, because I know it was before I was legally allowed to go out. But I started going to like raves and stuff, right? It's when I just met Callum. And I used to spend all my wages at the time. I worked in River Island. I used to spend all my wages on like the rave tickets and these like funky wee outfits. These wee like Adidas cords, like tracksuits, shorts, bodysuits and whatnot from JD. And that was like all I wore for like a period of time. Like that's what I took to my first girl's holiday with me to Magaluf. That's what I was wearing at all the raves. And that is what popped into my head. Like at the time I had that terrible like white blonde, frizzy, damaged short blonde hair. Oh, my big crazy purple Morphe palette eyeshadow on, my wee thin eyebrows, walking about spending my like £200 a month for whatever it was I got paid. I actually imagine somebody told that wee lassie that seeing like what, how many years is that?
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 23.
Oh my God, I'm getting old. In 7 years' time, JD are going to pay you to go to Ibiza and wear these clothes you're buying. Like, no. who would have believed that? Absolutely no, that wee lassie. I'd say, right, you're talking out your absolute asshole. I just love and cherish moments like that. You know me, I'm an emotional girl, and see just a wee moment of reflection and like really realizing how far you've come, like, oh, I live for those moments. The only teeny tiny teeny weeny 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 bad thing was that Ibiza actually fell on the same weekend as Fly, which is a festival in Edinburgh, if you're not familiar with it. And my friends, 7-8 Sound System, were playing at it. My friends were playing at Fly. That is obviously the biggest deal ever. They literally only played their first ever venue in January this year. So like, whoa, that is such a huge accomplishment. And everyone was so, so excited for it. We'd all bought weekend tickets. We'd sorted accommodation, whatnot. So making a decision to pull out a Fly and not be there to support the boys on like their biggest moment yet was obviously something I was pretty gutted about. But these things happen. Sometimes you question your priorities, your morals, you get all up in your head. But at the end of the day, you've got to do what's best for you. And I would fully expect anyone in that position to make the decision I did. I tell you what, it was absolutely worth it. Woo! So obviously I'm thinking work trip. Not Ibiza, as I know it, when I go with my friends. This is work. I'm thinking no clubs, no excessive drinking. We're work, 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 work. See me on a na 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 na. So I pack my case, pack all of my JD goodies, all my JD gutties. That's trainers, if you don't know what that means. And then I packed some extra wee, like, casual outfits, just in case me and Molly went out for dinner in our free time or whatever, because on our, like, wee kind of brief that we got sent, it was, like, free time at night time. So I'm thinking, right, maybe we'll just go for, like, a wee dinner, a wee ice cream, nothing mental. But oh my lordy lord, was I wrong? Yes, we worked. And I'm doing the wee inverted commas things, if you could call it that. Because to me, partying, taking pictures in the gorgeous hotels in Ibiza, you know, I'm still having a hard time believing that is actually work. So yeah, we did work, but holy hell, did we party. We went out every night. So I was there for 3 nights, out every single night. And guys, let me tell you, if you're going to Ibiza this season, or if you've been or whatever, or wherever it is you're going, whatever it is you're doing, see being back in that Ibiza super club, surrounded by so many people, enjoying normal life, it is truly, truly, truly a feeling like no other. So obviously my outfits did not cut it. They did not pass the vibe check. Luckily, Molly obviously lives, breathes, clothes, fashion, whatever. And she let me raid her case. And guys, I think I probably had you all fooled. Did you see my Glitterbox outfit? I look like I went knowing I was going to Glitterbox. That was all Molly's clothes. Obviously, Molly's like dead petite and I'm anything but petite. So everything was a wee bit tight on me and I actually did. Oh my God, this is so bad. I've not even ordered a replacement. I'm not going to lie. I don't know where she got it from. I was thinking Miss Pap, but I've checked Miss Pap. It's not there. I did actually break her like gorgeous wee like chainmail top because she's teeny weeny. I'm not. I'm a big 5'7" tall gal, you know what I mean? But I think I had you all fooled. Like, I looked like a cool Ibiza club girl, if I do say so myself. Guys, I honestly can't even explain to you how much I loved that trip. Everyone was so fucking nice. Like, all the other influencers, we had so much fun with them. We felt like we got so close to them, like, made, like, brand new pals, along with every single angel who worked for JD. It was actually, oh my God, it was just so surreal and ridiculously fun from start to finish. Like the Sunday morning. Right, story time. Now guys, it wouldn't really be rollercoasting without me discussing my bowel movements, would it? Anyway, we got up the crack of dawn on Sunday morning for work, in inverted commas, and I feel shockingly fine considering I wasn't long in the door, right? But anyway, I get up, it's the Ibiza air, hangovers do not exist on the White Isle. White Island? The White Isle? What's that called? Anyway, hangovers, they don't exist there. We don't know what that means in Ibiza. So I get up, I shower, I pop some makeup on, we're going for kind of natural bronzy look. Molly does my hair, obviously, because she is my mobile hairdresser. Outfits on, packed up my wee bag, jumped down to reception. I'm all ready to head off to this gorgeous cave for a yoga masterclass. Buzzing, high up my street, right? So obviously me and Molly are like extremely early punctual queens. So we're down before everybody else, right? So I'm sitting, I'm minding my own business, going over last night, fun. And then I hear this rumble. No, actually, I'm not even going to call it a rumble. It was a roar. I've never heard a roar quite like it. So I'm sitting thinking in my head, what the fuck was that? Did anybody else hear that? Then, all of a sudden, this urge to go to the ladies' room came over me. If you know, you know. Obviously, things weren't pretty, but I do have IBS, so this is nothing out of the ordinary. You know what? It happens day to day. It's fine. Dust yourself back off. So I walk out of the toilet, head held high. I'm ready for a good day. Nobody's raining in my parade. But nope. My tummy had other plans. Back I go. I'm starting to think, odd. But maybe this might be that Spanish tummy my dad always spoke about when I was young. Did anyone else's dad do that? Whenever you're in Spain, my dad'd be like,
oh, that's a Spanish tummy.
I don't actually really know what that means, but I'm thinking, right, this is clearly the Spanish tummy Steve-O always goes on about. I'll try save a wee bit of my dignity and also save you the details, but no. Oh, no, 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 no. This is code red. I'm worried. I'm panicking. My heart's going pitter-patter, pitter-patter. So I'm thinking, right, okay. Man needs to take action. So I go up to one of the lovely JD angels and I'm saying, out of curiosity, how long is this taxi going to be, do you reckon? She says, 40 minutes, thereabouts. Shit. Next question. Is there a toilet at this cave? Nope, there's not. Obviously, it's a cave out in the middle of the See, that's not what she said, but like, obviously, come on, use your head, Megan. I'm thinking, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck. Now, what's important that we remember here is I'm supposed to be working, right? So this is when the argument in my brain begins. So on the left corner, we've got the left side of my brain saying, Megan, you can't possibly not go. You're literally being paid to be in Ibiza and do amazing activities. Get a grip. On the right side, we've got the right side of my brain who's saying, but Megan, you are going to this cave to do downward dog with no toilet. I'm going to let your imagination play that one out. So something, after much deliberation between the left side and right side of the brain, something in my soul, or maybe my gut, do you know what? It's probably my gut. Something in my gut slash soul told me I cannot go. I'm shitting myself to tell them. Pardon the pun. Listen, I know how this looks, right? It looks like I'm hungover. It looks like I can't be arsed. I'm thinking, I just hope my saving grace is that they watch my videos, my TikToks, my Instagram stories, and they know that, you know what, I am partial to a wee split, a wee crab, a wee walkover. This is my shit. Yoga is so me, and no hangover would get in the way of that. So I go up, I'm actually, like, I can feel my voice like quivering. Is that the word? I was like, so I broke the news. And honestly, they literally could not have been nicer. It's so lovely. Actually, bless them. They're like, Megan, if you're not well, you're not well. But I was like, but I cannot tell you how much I don't feel sick. I was like, basically there's like water coming out my bum. I said that. Oh, I have no filter. It actually kills me how much I don't have a filter. But anyway, I did emphasize how much for everyone involved, it was truly best that I did not attend the yoga session. But honestly, trust me when I say I have never, ever, ever, ever been so right about something in my entire puff. I know I said I'd save you the details, but sorry, I'm not going to. I'm talking 4 hours of explosive diarrhea. I'm 5 Imodium instants down. There's no sign of this stopping. What is wrong with me? I haven't even ate gluten or dairy. I'm lying on the bathroom floor on the tiles, shaking, wondering if I'll ever see light a day again. Anyway, before you're all whitey, you'll be glad to know it did eventually stop. No word of a lie, guys. I lost 6 pounds that trip in Ibiza. That's 1 pound off half a stone. I was hashtag Noel Michelle. But eventually I managed to get up. I managed to go meet everyone for brunch. We went to Wiki Woo, which is the most gorgeous place ever. And I had to eat a gluten-free plain baguette that came in a plastic bag. Very odd. But look, I wasn't taking any chances. So we're sitting talking to everyone, and it turns out, upon conclusion, everyone said I actually appeared to consume quite a lot of pool water the day before that was actually green with human piss. Because I had one too many vodkas, and you know me, a couple of vodkas, pools there, I'm going deep sea diving. But anyway, apart from that absolute shitemare, it was honestly incredible, and it was something that I'll never, ever, ever, ever forget. I just really, really dream and hope, hint, hint, that one day I'll get to relive such an amazing time. If anybody from JD is listening, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I love you guys a lot. So then it's back home to G-Town for my birthday. It's my birthday. I'll do what I want. I'll wear what I want. I turned the big 24. Guys, I'm getting on. It's no more kiddie shit. So I thought the only appropriate theme would of course be dun, 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 dun. Do, do, na 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 na, Hannah Montana! If you have not watched the vlog on my YouTube channel of the Hannah Montana party, I strongly advise that you pause this podcast, you go watch it, and you come back here when you're done. Oh my god, Andy Dean's TikTok is currently, I just checked, is currently at 3.6 million million views. Even the real Ashley from the show commented on it. What the actual fuck? honestly, that day was as good as it looked. And even more so, what a reminder of the amazing, gorgeous, loyal, hilarious, crazy best friends I have. I love birthdays. Not like for the presents. I mean, presents are great. Who doesn't like a present? But what I really, 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 really love is the people you care about most wishing you happy birthday. Like, see, you've seen like people's Instagram stories. I know that's like, yeah, if we get it, you're an influencer, Megan. But see, seeing people's Instagram stories, like tagging me in pictures and like writing really nice messages, or people like writing me nice birthday cards. That's what I love. It's like a reminder of like how much they love you back. It's really nice. Turning 24 and like getting older, like, is something I've always had like a fear of. Like, I don't want to be like a full-blown adult. Like, I wish I could just stay in like my early 20s forever, and I'm slowly but surely starting to move away from them. But what's really lovely is I've honestly never ever felt more content with the people in my life. I know it's so weird and like people are going like, shut up, but I honestly do feel like life was meant to pan out the way it has. Like, for years on end, when I was a wee girl and when I was a bit younger, I did really struggle to like make friends or fit in, and I did kind of question like, will I ever have lots of friends, like real good friends, you know what I mean? And I just feel like I had to go through all of that to find and appreciate these amazing people who are in my life now. And honestly, I love these girls like my sisters. They are all the sisters I've never had, and I cannot wait for forever with them. So guys, we've finished up me with something I can't fully go into detail about. I know that's really, really annoying. Like, why throw the bait out then? But I have to tell you what I can. I may potentially have a wee edit with a brand coming out. You'll see it in like a month or so. It's not clothes or anything, but see, like, in all seriousness, I'm not even just saying that because like that's my edit, but in all seriousness, I don't think I could have a better first edit. Like, this is so suited to me, so tailored to me, and I'm just like bursting with pride at the thought of it. So I went down to Manchester for the shoot with Amy, my manager. You know Amy by now. It was the day after the Hannah party. Yes, this was quite rough, but oh my God, was it worth it? The shoot itself was genuinely, like, hand on heart, a dream come true. Actually, as soon as I walked in to where we were shooting and I seen all of the sets, I immediately started crying after I had my gorgeous makeup done by the makeup wizard, who is Stacey Toner. But this feeling, like, seeing all the effort that was put into this and the level of, like, accuracy of me, for me, little old me, that feeling was actually, I have no other words to describe it than euphoric. So I couldn't hide my tears. I was so overwhelmed. I was so emotional. It was definitely one of those times I was like, oh my God. It was literally, and this sounds like so up myself, but it was literally my day. It was my shoot. It was my edit. Everybody was like pandering to me, taking care of me. It was so bizarre. I honestly pinched myself so many times thinking, nah, this simply cannot be real. Like, how can this possibly be real? Me? Am I? If I came here by accident, it honestly was just the best working day of my entire life. Like, I enjoyed every single second, every single millisecond, in fact, and I actually could not wipe that smile off my face. Like, I just cannot believe this is happening. And like, I don't know, maybe it won't be like a big deal to other people, and maybe other people like won't really get the fuss about it, but to me, it's everything I've ever dreamed of, and I'll never not be ecstatic about it. Like, oh dear. I know that Amy will be listening to this because she's truly the best manager alive and kicking. And I just want to say, Amy, thank you from the bottom of my heart for literally everything. And I mean, everything you do for me. Like, you actually make my dreams a reality, and you like make me believe in myself more than I ever could have imagined. And you've given me so much confidence, and I'm just forever, ever, ever grateful for you. Oh, they don't make them like you, doll. I love talking about this. I do. I could honestly go on and on forever, but I won't say anything else because it is all very hush-hush for now, but just wait for July. I also vlogged, well, Amy vlogged the legend because I couldn't really vlog. So you'll see all of the behind the scenes I'm talking about. And yeah, I just hope you love it as much as I do. And that was my wee month of May. It was pretty crazy. I've actually loved recording this and remembering just how absolutely wonderful that month was. It's a month I'm going to cherish forever and ever 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 and ever. Also, believe it or not, since turning 24, I swear I have gotten even more emotional. Like I have felt my tears welling up in my eyes as we speak. Oh my God, side note, I went to see The Lion King in Edinburgh Playhouse the other day with my mum. When I tell you, my face was wet. Like, not being morbid, but it was like funeral vibes. Like, I'm trying not to cry, but it's just like not stopping. You must go see it. It is, oh, it's the best thing I've ever laid my eyes on after Justin Bieber. No, after Kazzo Brad. On that cheesy note, I just want to say thank you to everyone for your support and everything I do, whether you're my friend, my family, a follower. Oh my God, I'm welling up. You help me make my dream wee life a reality, and I'll never, ever, ever forget that. See, if I ever do, slap me. Give you full permission. Slap, 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 slap me. I'm honestly so unbelievably happy to be back and share these wee moments with you. And although these are like complete highs of the roller coaster, I understand and accept that there's also going to be lows. And, you know, I'll always share those with you too. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for sticking around for season two. Oh my God. And I promise I'll make it a good one for you. I love you so much, and I love my life. Oh my God, I need to get a grip. I'll see you next week.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.